You're listening to A Slice of Therapy with me, Alan Parry.
In this episode, I want to look at change. And I want to look at why it makes sense that the problem that you want to get rid of sticks around. And I want to talk about this because I think it's worth noticing that even though when we hit upon something that feels difficult to change, we can sometimes think that change per se is hard for us. And it's just worth noticing in this moment that a lot of change happens all the time from day to day, hour to hour, moment to moment, in all of our lives. And we don't notice that we're making change all the time because change can be a really mundane thing when it's not a challenge. So a good example I often use is maybe yesterday as it got late, you started to get tired. Perhaps you were sat on your sofa in your living room and you thought, right, I want to go to bed. And about 10, 15 minutes later, there you were in bed. You were in a different part of the house. You were in the bedroom and you were in bed. Now that is change. We don't notice that that change has happened and that it's been changed because it's been so easy. And the kind of change that we notice is the kind of problem that sticks around. There's a problem that we've got and we want to change it, so something else is happening instead. And that feels difficult for some reason. Even though we're really skilled at making change all the time, like the one I just mentioned, throughout our lives, every day, every moment, every hour, we're making these changes from one state or location to another, from one thing to another. These are the changes that we think of when changes feel hard. What I want to look at in this episode is a sense that it's actually really rational why the change isn't happening. Now, that might seem a strange thing to think. And you might actually think, why is this carrying on? Why am I being so irrational? But what I'm going to show you is that it actually makes sense. The problem that you have makes sense. And once you get a handle as to how it makes sense, what happens next is that you're actually a significant insight towards making the change happen. So in this episode, I'm going to teach you a sentence that might just encapsulate what's really going on for you so you can bring the mechanics of this problem that won't go away to the front of your mind. And you only need to know three things. You need to know, first of all, the problem that you're wanting to change, and I'm guessing you know that already. The second thing you need to know is what you want instead of that change. Now, it's a really important question, that. What is it I want instead of this? And the third thing is to identify the underlying fear that keeps the problem and won't allow you the change. Now, I suppose that's the harder bit, but I'm going to give you a few examples of what that looks like. So those three things, again, is the problem that you want to change, the thing that you want instead of the problem, and finally, the underlying fear that is stopping you from making that change that you actually want. Now, once you know these three things, you can plug it into a basic sentence that basically says that what's going on for me is that if I allow myself that thing that I want, then this bad thing happens. Now, that bad thing is that underlying fear that stops you having it, that thing that says, don't change, because if you change, this bad thing will happen. And so the sentence says, if I allow myself the thing that I want, then this bad thing happens, so I carry on doing this instead. And of course, that's the problem. Even though I want to do that, because ultimately anything is better than the bad thing. So I'll say that sentence again. If I allow myself the thing that I want, then I'm scared that this bad thing happens. So I'll just carry on doing this problem thing instead. Even though I really want to be doing that, because ultimately anything is better than that bad thing that I'm afraid of. So I'm going to give you a few examples of how that plays out, and you'll see why our problems, especially those problems that are resistant to be changed, are actually very rational and that they make logical sense. So first of all, I'm going to give you quite an outlandish example, and then I'm going to give you some more real life examples. So I want you to imagine that there's a person, and this person is kind of in this really cold, dank room, and it's freezing in there, and there's no food, and it's really dark, and they're just having a real miserable time. And what you discover about this person is that actually in the room next door, they've got $1 million. I mean, they are a legitimate millionaire. So they could just go into the next room, access their resources, and hey presto, they'd no longer be living in that miserable state. So why on earth aren't they doing that? And in fact, from the outside looking in, it can look really strange. Why on earth isn't the person just doing that? Why not just go and get the money next door? Now, I've missed a bit of information. Let's suppose that there's an actual monster, you know, like something out of Jurassic Park, that's actually sat in the corridor that connects this person's room to the money room next door. Now, in order to go and get their money, they're going to have to face this massive, bloodthirsty dinosaur. Now, all of a sudden, that person's behaviour doesn't seem so strange. It now makes total sense. And so, if you think of it in terms of that sentence, if I allow myself to go and access the resources I've got next door, then I'll be eaten by that monster from Jurassic Park. So I'm going to sit cold and hungry in this room instead, even though I'd really like to go and get my money, because anything is better than being eaten by the dinosaur. Now, that's quite an outlandish example, using dinosaurs and stuff like that, but nonetheless, the core idea is that it really makes sense why the change that we actually really long for doesn't happen. Now, in this case, it was an actual dinosaur parked outside of his room. But there's lots of other kind of fears that still have the same kind of impact on us that mean that we actually don't make the change that we want. And so our job really is to try and uncover what that scare is. Because once we uncover what that scare is, our problem no longer seems so random and no longer seems quite so happening at us or to us, but actually something that has a functional sense to it. So I'm going to give you another example that follows that formulation, if you like, of if I allow myself the thing that I want, then this bad thing happens. So I do this instead, even though I want to do that, because ultimately anything is better than the bad thing. And I want you to think of a protection racket like you might see in the gangster movies. Now, in a protection racket, you've got a shopkeeper working hard on their business, putting in all the hours that God sends to try and eke out a living for themselves and their family. And what happens? But this mobster comes in, and the shopkeeper, despite having worked really hard to get all this money in, hands a big chunk of it over to someone who's not contributed at all. Now, you might think to yourself, well, why on earth doesn't he spend that money on himself and on his own family, than handing it over to that gangster? Well, of course, we can use that sentence formulation to make sense of it. If I allow myself to keep hold of the money, then the gangster's going to beat me up or burn my shop down, so I hand over the money instead. Even though I really long to keep hold of it, because anything's better than being beaten up by the gangster and having my business destroyed. So once again, we see that this thing that in isolation, like, why would you give away your money? Because it makes sense to. So what I'm basically saying is that the problems that we have that seem unshiftable, they kind of follow a very similar path as well. So I've given you a couple of cases, one from the movies and one just kind of about dinosaurs, which I suppose was also from the movies. I want to give you a more typical case now. So let's say there's a person and their childhood was really kind of abusive. And let's say that the problem that they have is that their temper is really explosive. And so what they really want to do is they want to still be able to air their grievances, but they'd like to do it calmly without going off the deep end. Now, the reason why, you know, going back to those three things I said before, we need to know three things: what they want to change, what they want instead, and crucially, what is the scare, what is the underlying fear that keeps the problem in place. So let's say with this person, in this case, they believe that unless they really yell and lose their temper, they won't have a defence about being under the power of somebody else. That unless they show how angry they are and also how aggressive they can be, they're going to fall under the power of somebody else and end up being bullied like they were when they were younger. And so they might come up with a sentence: if I allow myself to air my grievances calmly at an even volume, then I'll risk being under the power of somebody else. So I'll yell and shout aggressively in a really scary way, even though what I really want is to be calm and loving, because anything is better than being under the power of somebody else, just like it was with Dad. Now, this is a very common thing, actually, that I'll encounter in my work. But whatever the particular issue is, you can see that once again, even though there's no gangsters or dinosaurs involved, keeping hold of this problem, at least for now, you can see why this problem exists and why it makes sense for the person to keep hold of that problem, because there is a real belief there that even now that they're grown up, that unless they yell and shout and be aggressive in a scary way, that is going to lead that person to being subjugated and under somebody else's control and power. And ultimately, that's the scariest thing of all. So when you find the scary thing for you, what you notice is that everything kind of starts to click into place. The things that didn't make sense before now do make sense. That you have this kind of sense of mastery, that you have a really clear understanding, finally, of what's going on. Now, there's many ways to try and discover this scare. Just asking yourself the question might give you some insight. But of course, in terms of the work that I do, there's many different ways in terms of uncovering this, because often it's under the surface and it's through our conversations that we get to that kind of light bulb moment, that aha, now I get it, now it makes sense why this is here. And so one of the things that occurs is that once you're able to put your problem into a context where it kind of makes a functional sense, you can then start to work with that scary thing so that the problem is no longer needed. Now, if you think back to the guy with the dinosaur out of the room, imagine if we could, I don't know, take the dinosaur back to Jurassic Park and it was no longer in that corridor. Once you remove the scary thing, the problem falls away. That person, once they know that the dinosaur is gone, doesn't really need much help anymore to go and fetch their money. and spend it on themselves and get fed and put the heating on. Once there's no such thing as the mafia, it's really not going to be a problem anymore for that shopkeeper to keep hold of that money for themselves and their families. And in exactly the same way, once the scary thing for you is no longer a scary thing, that once you're able to kind of overcome that piece of history, so it's no longer echoing in your present, what you'll notice is that the change that you want happens automatically. You see, the thing that makes sense here is that we're not making these kind of changes because there is something protective that steps in and says, stop. Stop, because this is scary. And so what we do is we keep hold of our current problem, even though we don't want it, because it protects us from that bigger scare. And so once you actually deal with that scare and overcome that scare, the problem, the thing that you've been so desperate to change, is able to change really, really easily. So let's do a quick recap. Many people think that the problem they have is some sort of sign of craziness. And I hope that you realize now that it's not, that it actually makes perfect sense, especially given what you went through. And what it actually shows is not an act of craziness, but an act of genius, that somehow you figured out this strategy at a time when you were probably very young that enabled you to navigate a scary situation at the time. And so it might be hanging around longer than it's been useful, but now that you're able to bring it to the surface and understand it, then change becomes really possible and even very easy. And what it takes, like I said, is to know three things. What is the problem that you want to change? How do you want it to be instead? And then what is that thing that steps in out of a sense of fear that stops you getting the change and keeps hold of the problem? Now, you might get some awareness just from asking the question, but that's a big part, actually, of the discovery work that we do together in terms of therapy itself. But once we know, you can then formulate it into this sentence. If I allow myself the thing that I want, then I'm really scared that this bad thing will happen, so I carry on doing this instead, even though I long to do that, because ultimately anything is better than that bad, scary thing. If you found this episode useful, please do share it so others can get the benefit as well. And if you'd like to work with me directly, I'm Alan Parry, and you can find out more about how I work at liverpoolpsychotherapy.co.uk. And of course, you don't have to be local to me, because I work 100% online, so you can be based absolutely anywhere. Also, I want to let you know about a free video course that I've put together for you, and it's called Childhood Trauma Gone for Good. And it shows you how your trauma can now be completely eliminated. You can get that video series completely free. Just go to aSliceOfTherapy.com/free. And please subscribe to the podcast as well, because this is free too, and it means that you'll never miss an episode again. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you again on the next one.